The Electronic Privacy Information Center, or EPIC, today filed an emergency petition with the United States Supreme Court to stop the NSA's surveillance of domestic telephone communications records. EPIC said that the ongoing collection of domestic telephone records of millions of Americans had created exceptional circumstances that necessitate relief that only the U.S. Supreme Court can provide. On April 25th of this year, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court ordered Verizon Business Network Services to turn over all telephone records for all calls made wholly within the United States, including local telephone calls, to the National Security Agency. EPIC is a Verizon customer subject to that order. In the petition filed today, EPIC argued that the FISA court had exceeded its jurisdiction when it ordered the production of millions of domestic telephone records that cannot plausibly be relevant to an authorized investigation. Also today, Edward Snowden, the former CIA analyst who leaked the FISA court rulings to the press, was named this year's recipient of the Award for Truth-Telling by the Sam Adams Associates for Integrity and Intelligence. Snowden, who at last report was still in Moscow, has now been offered asylum by the governments of Venezuela, Bolivia, and Nicaragua. Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times in 1971, says the Sam Adams Associates are named after a CIA officer who insisted on telling the truth to his superiors about the strength of North Vietnam's military forces.
This is to award someone who's really told the truth and especially managed to get it to outsiders if necessary and not let it be bottled up. And of course, Ed Snowden is a prime example of that. The debate that's happening now, which the president has said, I have to say hypocritically, I'm afraid, but has said he welcomes this debate, certainly would not be happening without the revelations that Ed Snowden has made at the risk of his freedom and his life. You can't tell truths that your boss or your agency in any line of work really wants, and that's especially true in the executive branch. Your boss doesn't want known without great risk to your career, at least, and your clearance and your job and your income. And under President Obama, the real risk of prosecution. He's, of course, indicted 7 people, Edward Snowden being the most recent one, compared to 3 under all previous presidents. So he's got a campaign going against leaking that is unprecedented. And this happens to be one of the most important disclosures, unauthorized disclosures, which is the official name for leaks, that has ever been made. And that includes comparing it to the Pentagon Papers or anything else. And it's up there with Manning's disclosures of classified information 3 years ago. But whereas Manning's dealt with especially offenses against foreigners in the way of civilian casualties and torture and didn't get that big a response in this country, what Edward Snowden has revealed is the spying on literally every American who deals with digital data at all, anyone who carries a smartphone, in terms of their whereabouts, their calls, and I'm sure even the contents of their calls and their chat lines and their internet, email, everything else is now collected and stored by the National Security Agency, the NSA, and that portends a capability for manipulation and blackmail by the executive branch that no intelligence service in the history of the world has ever been able even to imagine before. So it's a very ominous development, and we can only get it under control, if that's possible at all, if we know that it exists. And that is what Snowden has made us aware of.
What do you think about the international reaction that we're getting right now? Bolivia, Venezuela, and Nicaragua have all offered sanctuary to Ed Snowden, but only after the Bolivian president, Evo Morales' plane was forced down.
And no country in the world wants to get crossways with big Uncle Sam, with his big deep pockets and the largest military force in the world, and a willingness to send drones and special forces into any sovereign territory. Nobody wants to get in bad when it comes to trade with the U.S. market and so forth. And that includes Venezuela and Bolivia and Ecuador. And they weren't inclined to make the U.S. mad at them. But the U.S. did make them mad at them in a very inept and illegal, overreaching, I would say, in this case, by President Obama, it has to be said, it had to be done under his supervision. Spain and others were warned falsely by mistake that Snowden might be on the plane of the head of state of Bolivia, and that plane was put at risk in terms of low fuel in being refused airspace and refueling capability in France or Spain or Italy, and Portugal, number of countries had to come down in Austria. Well, Bolivia regarded this as a kidnapping and piracy, and quite rightly so. And in direct response to that, said, we'll give him asylum if you can get him here. And Venezuela the same. We have, according to the New York Times, an unidentified official threatening Latin America. Every country, that if they gave him asylum, they would suffer for that for a long time. And the words were, don't think this will blow over or go away. You'll pay for this for a long time. Well, that's straight blackmail. And I think the official who said that deserves to be identified and held accountable for such a form of international communication.
What do you feel is the fate that Edward Snowden now faces? Will there or can there be vindication, or is he destined to spend the rest of his life either in exile or as a prisoner of the United States?
Well, those are his two best choices. As he himself has said, it's very likely that he'll be subject to a kidnapping, which could be to Guantanamo, or even a military prison if the National Defense Authorization Act, which the president signed, allegedly reluctantly, but which is currently regarded as unconstitutional by a district court judge, Catherine Forrest, but is under appeal. Now, okay, by that act, he as a civilian could be held in military custody without charges indefinitely, something that King George III, could not have done, or any English king since John I. It revokes the Magna Carta, basically, the whole idea of habeas corpus. Okay, when he was asked by Glenn Greenwald what he thought the future held for him, he said, nothing good. And he is very conscious of the possibility of assassination. So wherever he lights, whether it's Venezuela or somewhere else, he'll have to be carefully guarded if that country doesn't want him simply snatched or simply assassinated.
Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times in the early 1970s.